today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, salam. And welcome to this episode of today's special under the topic of the moral conduct of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Be with us.
قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي.
Today, Tuesday, is the 9th of Rajab, the month of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 31st of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, for blessing the first moments of today's special, we listen to Chapter Al-Ahzab, verse 33, and then we look at its point.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقرن في بيوتكن ولا تبرجن تبرج الجاهلية الأولى وأقمنا الصلاة وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا.
And abide in your houses, and do not display yourselves as was the display of the former times of ignorance. And establish prayer, and give zakah, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah intends only to remove from you the impurity of sin, O people of the Prophet's household, and to purify you with extensive purification.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Who are the Prophet's family or Ahlul Bayt? There are a lot of traditions recorded in the sources of the Sunnis and the Shiites which indicate this addresses in the verse are only five persons. They are Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family, Imam Ali, Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, Lady Fatima, Imam Hassan, and Imam Hussein, peace be upon them all. The book entitled Ihqaq al-Haq introduces more than 70 traditions taken from the famous sources of the Shiite and of the Sunnis, which allocate this verse to the mentioned five persons. Who is a righteous servant of Allah? If we purify our deed and creed for the sake of Allah, definitely it will help us achieve our goal in this world and in the afterworld. The Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny is most sublime example of acting, living, thinking, fighting and making peace only for the sake of Allah and in the way of Allah. All acts of Holy Prophet, without any exception, were in the way and for the sake of Allah. Imam Ali alayhi salam, also being a true servant of Allah and a staunch follower of the Holy Prophet, followed the example of the Prophet. When Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, peace be upon them, got sick, the Holy Prophet Muhammad and a group of his followers suggested to Imam Ali to vow to hold fast for 3 days for their health to improve. After they were healed, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, fulfilled his vow but denoted the iftar. Iftar means the food eaten after a day-long fasting of all his 3 days to needy people who came to them for help.
The Imam alayhi salam was also, as I said, people who are very knowledgeable, they're not very social. Usually they're not very social. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, his knowledge, we can't even comprehend it. On his deathbed, saluni, saluni, qabla an tafqutuni. Ask me before you lose me. سَلُونِ عَنْ طُرُقِ السَّمَاءِ أَنَا أَعْلَمُ بِهَا مِنْ طُرُقِ الْأَرْضِ. Ask me about the paths of the heavens because I'm even more familiar with them than the paths of the earth. There was a conversation between Amir al-Mu'mineen and Umar ibn al-Khattab. Umar ibn al-Khattab, one day he says to Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Ali, I've noticed that whenever someone asks you a question, any question, you immediately respond. Then you know the answer right away. How is that? It doesn't even seem like you need to think. They can ask you the most detailed jurisprudential, theological question, a question relating to an ayah in the Quran, immediately you have the answer. How is that possible? Amir al-Mu'mineen, he raises his hands. He asks Umar, how many fingers do you see? Umar said, 5. The Imam alayhi salam says, why did you answer right away? Umar says, because I can clearly see that you have 5 fingers. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, this is how all knowledge is to me. علمني رسول الله ألف باب من العلم يفتح لي من كل باب ألف باب. My beloved Rasulullah taught me 1,000 doors of knowledge. Each door opens up 1,000 more doors. Amir al-Mu'mineen is an ocean. You would think someone like that, you can't even approach them. Have you been to some schools? Some professors, because he has a PhD, oof, if you don't call him doctor, they'll flip out. They're not approachable.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
From the life lessons from Nahjul Balagha, we reach to being steadfast in your religion. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, mountains may move from their position, but you should not move from yours. Grit your teeth, lend to Allah your head. Plant your feet firmly on the ground. This was said in the Battle of Jamal by Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Such powerful words for such a momentous occasion. Xmas party coming up, a peer pressure at university, pressurizing you to bend your principles to fit into the norm. Don't be scared to say no.
علي 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 حيدر 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 علي 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 حيدر حيدر حيدر
علي 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 حيدر 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 علي 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 حيدر 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 علي 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 حيدر حيدر حيدر
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. In this part, we'll look at the policy-making features in the mannerism of Imam Ali alayhi salam. One of these features is, in politics, he would never resort to lying. Another characteristic of the political behavior of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali alayhi salam was that he did not resort to oppressing people, telling lies, and carrying out oppressive measures. At the beginning of the commander of the faithful's caliphate, some people said to him that he should show some consideration for the influential personalities in society and that he should give them a larger share of public funds. They say, "Do not make them disobey you. Rather, you should attract their hearts." He replied, "Do you command me to achieve victory through oppression? By Allah, I won't do so. As long as the world goes on, and as long as one star leads to another in the sky." It was not possible for the commander of the faithful to make friends through a display of oppression and by adopting incorrect and non-Islamic methods.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, according to an authentic hadith, he said, "Aliyun ma'al haq wal haq ma'a Ali." Look at Ali ibn Abi Talib and what he does and what he says, and automatically you know it's the truth. You don't have to tire yourself and go find out what the truth is. You saw what Ali ibn Abi Talib did? That is the truth. These are not my words. These are the words of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Hence, in another hadith, what did the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, say to Ammar ibn Yasir? He tells him, "Oh Ammar, if you see people going into one valley, they're taking one path, all the people taking one path, and you see Ali ibn Abi Talib taking another path, which one do you go with?" Go with Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. This is the man whom the Prophet, peace be upon him, wanted to lead the ummah. This is the man whom he prepared to lead humanity, because Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam is the symbol of humanity. You cannot find humanity in any entity, in any person, in any human being besides the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, like you find in Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. This is the end of this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And as you know, we spoke about the justice of Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Inshallah, we meet you soon on the next episode. And till then, fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
حيدر حيدر